Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session of the conference. At that time, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star one. I would like to remind participants that today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to Ms. Stephanie Joy, Worldwide Business Partner Marketing for Lotus. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning and good afternoon, and welcome to our very special Lotus Talk on this Thursday, October 21st. We have lined up a panel of our subject matter experts who will share information with you on our recent Project North Star announcements and what you can do in your territories to drive exceptional web experiences and business with your customers. Our panel of experts include Rebecca Busson, who's our Program Director for WebSphere Portal and WebSphere Experience Product Managers, Dave Manning, who's our Strategy Manager for Portal, and Jeff Seifert, who's our Worldwide Sales Leader for Portal Solutions. I'll now turn the call over to Rebecca, who will share with you her insights behind our programs and directions with this North Star project. Rebecca.
Thank you, Stephanie. Why don't we move on to the agenda slide? And good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Today we're going to describe IBM Project North Star and give you more information on how our business partner community can grow their own businesses and make revenues selling products that we are releasing under this vision. So we'll describe an overview of our North Star vision, and then we'll describe the products that we've brought to market, including the IBM Customer Experience Suite. Jeff will take you through a series of frequently asked questions and answers and sales guides and call to actions around it. So we look forward to getting your feedback. Looking at slide three, there's a very clear trend afoot in the web software industry where we see organizations investing more heavily than ever in customer-facing experiences. During this economic challenging time we have right now, you would think that organizations would be tightening their belts in all areas. However, we're seeing quite clearly that they are continuing to make investments in web technology that touches their customers and their consumers. And the industry research bears this out. IDC says that 84% of organizations will at least increase, at least maintain, if not increase, their investment in public web-facing sites in 2010. Gartner says the same, that by 2012, organizations that don't have a strong customer-centric web strategy will fall behind their consumers. And IBM's own global CEO study that was released this year and is available on our own external website for folks to see, bears this out as well. The standout organizations are all really focusing on getting close to customers, and this fits in the categories of collaborating with customers online, sharing information, and providing exceptional customer service over the web and other areas. And as we size this opportunity in the global market value, we see this as about a $10 billion market opportunity where customers are investing in capabilities related to this vision, growing at about an 8% compound annual rate. So there's a real market opportunity here. Looking at slide four, what's really behind this market opportunity? Well, it all boils down to one key area, which is profitability and bottom line. So retaining customers is linked to customers growing their bottom line, or our organizations that do business with IBM growing their bottom line. It's expensive to acquire new customers. And again, market research bears this out. It costs five times more to acquire a new customer than it costs to satisfy and retain an existing customer. Customers who are repeat purchasers spend on average 67% more. 2% increase in customer retention has the same effect on profits as cutting costs by 10%. 5% reduction in customer defection rate can increase profits by 25 to 125 different percent. And loyal customers are 15 times more likely to increase their spend than intermittent customers. So it's all about focusing on those exceptional customer relationships, and IBM sees a real key advantage and opportunity to use our web experience software to help do this. Slide five. So with about 2 billion people projected to be on the web by 2011 and a trillion connected devices, the web is really becoming the primary face of an organization. One of the ad campaigns we're running right now says, treat your web like your most outgoing salesperson or your most outgoing customer-facing interaction spot. So what does it really mean to deliver an exceptional web experience? We talk about that, but what does that really turn out to be? We see that customers have very high expectations about the quality of an online experience because it's so easy to change relationships with vendors online. For example, it's very easy to set up an online bank account, and if you're dissatisfied with your online experience, to change banks. In fact, one survey shows that 13% of customers who are dissatisfied with their online experience changed the bank that they did business with because it's so easy to vote with your fingers and with your laptop. So web customers have high expectations about online experiences. They want something that's very engaging, that makes them feel connected each time they return, that has a level of personalization that ties them to that vendor. They want something that's relevant and tailored to their own needs so that they feel understood. They want something that is reliable and trustworthy so they feel that their information is secure and that sensitive information isn't being used in an inappropriate manner. They want an experience that's always up and running when they need it. And they want something that's portable, that can deliver an engaging experience regardless of the device or access method they're using. So the solutions organizations need to provide to be exceptional need to delight customers and have a mutually beneficial relationship with customers. It needs to set the organization apart and really build their brand online. Excuse me. It needs to be adaptable to help the organization respond rapidly to new emerging opportunities. It needs to be unbreakable, so it needs to be reliable and scalable and secure enough to deliver in every situation. And it needs to help the organization leverage their existing investment in IT infrastructures. So moving on to slide six. Slide six gives an example of IBM and a customer that we have that leverages this web experience to meet these business goals. IBM has a number of different customers that fall into this category. But L.A. County is one such example. And L.A. County, if it were a nation, it would have the 19th largest economy in the world. About 27% of California's residents live there. The L.A. County website was set up to help visitors access information and services provided by government departments, commissions, and agencies that serve them. Their key goals were to establish and promote LA County as a brand, so to speak, to create a very cohesive, interactive communication channel with its residents and constituents, and to reduce the number of overlapping external-facing websites managed by the different departments. So using IBM's web experience software, LA County was able to set up a website that allowed access to 1.2 million page views from 500,000 visits per month, so a 40% increase. Constituents now make up about 70% of visits, and it has a cohesive presentation to the 10.4 million citizens that live there. So it really cut down on the number of siloed websites that were being built and presented by the different departments within the organization, within the government. So this really highlights also the opportunity that our business partners have to drive a complete solution to customers and to organizations by selling not only software but also hardware and services. The aggregate value of this web experience project over 4 years was about $6.5 million in software, hardware, and services. So there's a significant opportunity afoot here. So on to slide seven. So the time is really right, and IBM seized on this with a number of assets that we have available to launch the Project North Star, which is our multi-year vision and strategy for providing exceptional web experiences. On the right side of this screen, you'll see a diagram that spans the different technology areas that comprise this exceptional web experience and the capabilities needed to deliver it. So search, commerce, the ability to deliver mobile access, a portal and web platform, web content and rich media, social and collaborative capabilities, and analytics. These are all areas that help organizations really build differentiated, exceptional web experience that can attract and retain the best customers. So Project North Star is our multi-year strategy to be the standard for customer-facing experience. What we're doing is using this as a way to align our portfolio to make it simple and easy to use, to guide the way that we invest our development dollars and acquisition dollars, and to converge different technology areas. Slide 8 shows the different purchasing titles that are addressed through Project North Star. So going beyond the traditional CIO purchasers, we see different job roles really being responsible for the setup of an exceptional web experience. So depending on the function of that website, there are different roles that are responsible for the purchase, and Project North Star really targets those roles. So, for example, for a transaction-based website such as Amazon.com, whose mission is just basically sales, the purchaser would be the head of sales or the head of service or e-commerce or IT. For a site whose mission is to influence and drive brand awareness, such as, for example, Honda.com or ProctorandGamble.com, the role responsible for that web property would be the chief marketing officer. For informational sites that provide rich information but not so much transaction in e-commerce, like Gartner.com or NewYorkTimes.com, the goal of the site would be to foster engagement, and the owner of that web property would often be the head of service, operations, or social media. And then finally, for sites that process both a high number of sales transactions as well as providing a very rich and deep set of information, such as a banking site or Lufthansa.com, for example, the goal of the web property, the head of that site and the purchaser would be the chief marketing officer or service officer. So North Star provides a vision that really expands beyond our traditional IT purchaser to meet the needs of these key roles and really speaks to the pain points they address, the pain points they face and provide solutions there. In slide 9, this really places IBM in a position of strength. So when we took Project North Star out to the industry analysts, they said that we had a lead in this space of at least 18 months. No one else could touch IBM in this space. And this really is proven by a couple of data points. One is that we've had traditional strength in selling to exceptional external facing web deployments. We estimate that 70% of our portal purchases, in fact, are really for external facing websites. And our platform is designed to meet the needs of those types of purchases. By comparison, other solutions such as SharePoint, for example, IDC estimates that between only 8 and 13% of SharePoint websites are targeting external-facing experience. They're more used for intranet document distribution, for example. So this is really leveraging our strength and our existing traction to build out a solution that leverages a $10 billion market opportunity with the technology we have. And slide 10 really shows how we're meeting those needs today. So it shows how our technology has enabled customers to grow their businesses, to satisfy their customers, and to increase efficiencies. For example, HSBC, using our technology and combining it with web analytics capability, we're able to improve their marketing campaign revenue by 38% because of our scalable platform. Bharti Airtel in India was able to grow their subscriber base from 6 million to 110 million in 10 million users in 6 years while increasing their quality of service. Lufthansa was able to support 16,000 customer check-ins a day. So this is highly scalable software that allows organizations to grow their businesses. It allows customers to increase their satisfaction rates with their constituents. For example, LA County with its 10.4 million constituents, Lufthansa with 10,000 people requests every submitting travel requests every second. Woodman of the World using our technology and our electronic forms to reduce their overall costs. And we're able to increase customer efficiency through solutions such as Miami-Dade County that was able to save $1 million a year in costs. The U.S. Army using, again, experience featuring our form solution that was able to save $1.3 billion by converting paper to an electronic environment. Harley-Davidson that was able to improve their efficiency with their dealerships by 80%. And Wimbledon, who was able to serve up an exceptional web experience online using a very rich, compelling experience and serving 12.3 million people who are viewing Wimbledon and looking at it in an interactive online environment. And with that, I'd like to pass this over to Dave Manning now, who will describe how we're taking this North Star vision and really bringing it to life in a product that we released in Q3, which is our IBM Customer Experience Suite. We've already got proof from the market that this is a success. Within 1 week of launching, we already had 3 large sales of customers for whom this message really resonated. So with that, I'll hand it over to you, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Rebecca. Okay, so Rebecca's talked to us a little bit about the vision, Project North Star. That's, as Rebecca said, our vision, our guiding star, not to belabor the metaphor too much. It's telling us what we're doing in the next 3 to 5 years and how we're making investments. What we're going to the market with is a different thing. It's called the IBM Customer Experience Suite, and it's the productization. It's the flagship product that instantiates that vision. It's a product that allows our customers to reach out, attract, retain, and serve their customers through exceptional web experiences, creating closer relationships with their customers, creating rich, engaging experiences, and bringing forth those what we call business moments of truth. By that I mean the things that their customers can do and can find on their sites that bring them back to that site again and again and again. Let's step forward one slide. Okay, so netting it out, what's exciting about this? Why should you, as our partners, care about this thing? First is, as Rebecca said, this is an incredibly huge market. She said the number earlier, I'm going to say it again. Analysts that we talked to, and we've talked to about 30 analysts about this, say that this is about a $10 billion market. That's B-billion dollar market. And they say that IBM has approximately an 18-month lead. There's nobody in the market right now who can match our depth of technology and our breadth of coverage in this particular space. If you think about it for a sec, Microsoft, very focused on internal sites. If you think about Oracle, they're focused on Fusion, they're focused on CRM, they're focused on ERP systems. If you think about Adobe, they're focused right now on, to a certain extent, SMB, and they simply don't have the depth and breadth of technology that we do. When we talk to the analysts, they tell us the person, the company, that's going to take this new market isn't the company that has the best bit of technology. It's going to be the company that can bring together the best suite of technology, breadth, and make that technology work together to deliver all the various aspects of an exceptional customer experience. It's an incredibly important move for IBM, this move into this market, because it's a market for us that isn't a flash in the pan. What it's going to take to deliver an exceptional customer experience gets more and more challenging every year. This isn't a one-time investment. This is something that your customers are going to need to up their game on constantly. What it took to be exceptional 5 years ago is very different from what it takes to be exceptional today, And you know, as you watch maturing platforms, changing customer expectations, what it's going to take to be exceptional 5 years from now. Second thing that's worth noting is this platform is built on tried and true unbreakable technology. It's something that we've been doing for a while. We haven't packaged it this way. We haven't focused on it this way. We haven't marketed it this way. But our customers have been doing it. We have references that we can talk about in the field. We can work with you, and we can prove that this is something that we can do. We have an integrated suite of technology that has a breadth and depth that simply no one else can offer. All right, let's step forward. So let's have a look a little bit at the structure of the customer experience suite. What exactly is this thing? What exactly are we talking about? At the bottom, we've got the customer experience suite platform itself. And in filling out that platform, we followed an 80-20 rule. We said if 80% of our customers need this capability, we're putting it in the platform. If 80% of our customers don't need this capability, we're going to offer it as an add-on module, a value-add module, either from IBM or from one of our partners. On top of that core technology capability suite, we've got a set of industry solutions and templates, either delivered through the Lotus solution template facilities or offerings, or through IBM's industry solutions. Then on top of that, of course, the service and support required to effectively deploy a solution based on this technology. In here, you can clearly see potential for partners, partner value add-on modules, industry solutions. It's a huge world out there. Of course, we're bringing our own solutions and templates to market, but we don't know everything about every industry. It's a broad, broad market. There's a lot of opportunity there for our partners to step up. Services and support, clearly another area, tremendous opportunity for our partner community. Let's step forward. All right, let's have a look then. Let's break these things down. What exactly is in that core platform? Now, the first thing I want you to notice is that as we talk about the customer experience suite, we're not talking about product names. I'm not talking about IBM, WebSphere, ValueAdd, module version X.Y. I'm talking about capability. I'm talking about web content. I'm talking about social capabilities, rich media, marketing tools. The reason I'm talking about these things is because we're talking to a different customer. We're talking to the same companies, but in the room now, as we walk into these rooms, we're not just sitting down with IT, we're sitting down with marketing people. We're sitting down with the chief marketing officer. We're sitting down with service people. We're sitting down with line of business. And these are people with problems, and they want to talk about solutions. They want to hear how you're going to solve their problems. And in putting it in these terms, in couching our solution in terms of the value they provide, we're addressing that audience. We're talking to those people. So throughout this entire presentation, you'll find that we don't talk a lot about the products. If you're familiar with our suite, you'll understand some of the products that underlie it. But we talk about the value that we're providing. So let's walk through a few of these. I'm not going to go through all of them. You can read them as well as I have. The ability to manage and target web content. The ability to create collaboration. So our customers talking to us. Our customers talking to each other. The ability to personalize that content and make sure that content is targeted at the audience who's interested in that content, showing them what they need to see and when they need to see it. The ability to do application tooling and serve those customers when they decide to buy, when they decide to get that bank account, transfer those funds, change that cell phone plan. Can we make that easy and clean for them? The ability to analyze our site and our experience. And I want to pause here for a sec. Analytics is a wonderful thing that's happening right now in this market space. The customers that we talk to who are using analytics are using it more. The customers that we talk to who aren't using analytics are talking about using it. Analytics allows a company to inspect the way their site is being used, to measure it, to make changes, and to manage that change. And in delivering an exceptional web experience, you absolutely have to be able to measure its effectiveness. So we've done an awful lot of stuff, both organically and inorganically, to enable our suite to support best-of-breed analytics. Moving on then, looking at some value-add modules from IBM, obviously things like forms, mobile, from our partners, things like digital asset management, CRM, and then the templates we discussed about service and support offerings. Let's step forward. Okay, so I'd like to take it up a bit. I'd like to take it up a level and not just talk about bits and capabilities, but to talk about areas of focus. These are the core areas of focus, areas of investment in the customer experience suite. On the bottom, we have integration. I'm going to go into each of these in a little more detail. The ability to integrate with line of business systems, no system stands alone. How can we extract the information and present it to our customers in a timely fashion? How can we capture information from our customers and integrate it to our line of business systems? The core area of focus, sort of kind of the center of our attention, falls into the engage space. The ability to create content, the ability to target that content to the right individual, show them what they need to see, when they need to see it, help them achieve those business moments of truth. The ability to create a social conversation. Let's draw the customer into a relationship. Let's reach out to the customer and let them socialize with each other, creating a community, and let's have a conversation with that customer. Optimization, once we've stood up these capabilities, how can we continue to measure them, manage them, and improve them? And lastly, the ability to realize value from that relationship, letting the customer make that purchase, work with us, reach out, let us service that customer, and retain that loyalty. On the top, reach. An exceptional web experience has to reach out and enfold your customer where they are and work with them in the way they want to be worked with. Let's step forward. Digging into each of these areas a little bit, creating dynamic, engaging web experiences that wow your customers. Key here, and we all know what this kind of looks like, but key here is bringing the experience and the ability to control that experience close to the people who are managing it, who are creating it. There's a lot of customers, and I want to call this out because I see this mistake happen an awful lot. There are a lot of customers who hire a firm, and they create this wonderful thing. They package up their message, they send it to the firm, and 6 months later they get back this blob of stuff, this thing that they put on their website, and it creates an incredibly visually exciting, well-designed, well-coordinated experience, and it's absolutely frozen in time. It doesn't change, because to change it involves going back to that agency, recreating that content, bringing that content back in. They can't measure it, they can't experiment with it, and as a result, they fail to create those business moments of truth. It's a dynamic world. It's a dynamic, competitive market. And locking your website in and creating distance between the people who provide the content and the ability to change the site really ensures the site won't change. And if a site doesn't change, why would I come back to it? What can it teach me that I haven't already seen? We do a lot of things to try to make it easier for our business users to directly manage that content. Okay, stepping forward. Targeting. There's an adage. It's an adage old as the hills. My grandfather actually told it to me. He said, Dave, a good salesman starts by listening. And that's exactly true today. But people forget that. They look to their websites and they say, okay, I'm just going to publish a message. But they have no way of personalizing that message to what the customer wants to hear. There's no conversation with the customer. By personalizing the content, and you can see it here on the bottom, by personalizing the content, we found that you can increase customer conversion rates by up to 70%. 70%. By personalizing the content that you deliver to your customers, and it just makes sense when you think about it. One size does not fit all. So IBM delivers a set of capabilities, profiling engines, recommendation engines, search engine optimization, that allows us to tailor the message that's delivered through the site to where the customer is coming from, the click path that they're following through the site, and the profile information that we know about that customer, so that customer sees the stuff that they're interested in, and we can realize those gains. Next slide. Social. We've heard a lot about social, and it's been often misused. A lot of companies feel they need social, but they don't know how to get it, and as a result, they fail to achieve value with it. But social is incredibly important. Social is the ability to interact with your customer, to receive feedback from your customer, to allow your customers to interact with your other customers. There's really three things. It's you talking to your customer and holding that conversation, absolutely critical. If I'm on your site, I'm working through a buying decision, I want an answer, I'd like to be able to turn to you, maybe it's click the call, maybe it's instant chat, I want to be able to get that answer. I need the information when I need it and where I need it. It's creating communities between your customers. So this could be a support community. We're all communicating our experiences, sharing our knowledge. It could be product recommendations. So I love this product. Here's what it did for me. That creates credibility for the company and for the site. And then lastly, I don't know if you saw this, but Facebook has surpassed Google in March this year as the most popular site in the United States. Our customers are living on their social sites. Reaching out to those social networks, inserting your content into those networks, drawing content from those networks, absolutely critical to servicing your customers when and how they want to be serviced. So being able to integrate with Twitter and Facebook, facilities that we provide, absolutely crucial to serving a customer in their world in today's web. Let's step forward. We talked a lot already about analytics, about optimizing the experience, measuring the impact of the experience. It's beyond analytics. It's things like being able to structure ad campaigns and do A and B marketing experimentation. I've got a concept that I think will improve our site. I'm going to try it. I'm going to change the color from red to blue. I'm going to run an experiment, A-B experimentation, and see whether that is improving my analytics by sending half my customers down one path and half down the other. What's the buying pattern? We have those capabilities in the customer experience suite that allow you to tailor the site and to continue to improve the site. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. If you can't change it quickly in an agile fashion, you can't manage it. Stepping forward. I'd like to talk then a little bit about self-service. A lot of people forget that running an exceptional web experience isn't just about publishing content. It's about serving your customer. Serving your customer sometimes involves social interaction, and sometimes it involves your customer opening that bank account, applying for that insurance policy, getting that loan, changing their cell phone plan. The tools to expose your internal systems out to your customer through attractive, simple, compelling web experiences are absolutely crucial for doing business on the web. Improving those experiences in the same way as you'd improve your website, crucial. IBM provides a rich set of tooling that allows you to create these applications. Our partners provide some wonderful immersive toolings. I don't know if you've been to the Cheesecake Factory site. Absolutely incredible site. Just something that I recently saw that impressed me. Again, done with our technology, done with Portal. That allow you to engage your customers and let them do business with you and to receive value from this wonderful experience that you've produced. Let's step forward. So Rebecca said there's a tipping point coming. We see that tipping point in about 2012, where the number of mobile devices on the web will exceed the number of desktop and laptop devices. This is a massive and accelerating change in how people view the web. The web is no longer something that you go to. It's something that comes to you. And in order to faithfully serve your customers and produce the most compelling experience out there, you have to meet them in their lifestyle, how they want to do business with you. Being able to take these experiences that you're creating and seamlessly manage that same experience and that same content out to a wide variety of mobile devices, digital signage, kiosks, desktops, and whatever else is coming down the track next, absolutely crucial. Having a technology partner that has those capabilities, and we do have those capabilities, in the base content, the base offering, we let you reach out immediately, seamlessly, to those smart devices, BlackBerry, iPhone, iPad. And we've got an extension pack that allows you to reach out to more than 7,000 other mobile devices. Absolutely crucial to creating an engaging customer experience, meeting them on their terms, how they want to do business, and when they want to do business. Step forward. Lastly, I want to talk a little bit, and this is the last of these drill-down slides. I want to talk a little bit about integration, the ability to integrate and deliver information from heterogeneous systems. And I honestly would not underestimate this as an important selling point. Every customer that you go into will have existing systems, and the value that they're trying to drive from or through stems from those systems. It's their CRM systems, it's their ERP systems, it's their databases, web services. And IBM is one of the few vendors who has absolutely unprecedented middleware. Our ability to connect to these other systems, draw information from them and inject information to them and make that easy for you is absolutely incredible. It's something that is a true differentiator for IBM. We still play well with others. A lot of other vendors are pursuing quietly proprietary approaches to software. They're embracing, extending, but at the end of the day, they want to own the entire stack. When you talk to the analysts, IBM is one of the few companies that still genuinely wants to play well with others, and our ability to integrate to these systems absolutely stands alone in the market. Let's step forward. All right. So I'm going to try to wrap this together for you. I'm going to try to sum it up. Why should you care about the customer experience suite? Well, the first is this is new opportunity. This is something that this is access to a market, to a space that's just emerging. It's access to a market and space that is estimated to be a massive market with an 18-month lead. When was the last time you could genuinely say you walked into a marketplace and you had a piece of software, a suite of software in your pocket that truly had an 18-month lead over the competition? It's an exciting new set of conversations because finally we have market permission to go in and talk to that line of business. You have IBM backing you up on this. You have our expertise. You have our marketing air cover to have those conversations, our support, and to differentiate yourself in a world where technology decisions are just not up to the technologists all the time anymore. Technology decisions are increasingly becoming important line of business issues, and they want solutions. They don't just want bits of technology. We have a vision that Rebecca's walked through with you, backed up by a product. Again, very important. We're not just selling features. We're not just selling what's on the truck. We can step up and we can talk about where we're going, why it's important, and why that's compelling to your customers, and why they should embrace not just the capabilities we're providing, but the road that we're laying out in front of them. It's an exciting sale. It's a fun sale, and it's a differentiating sale. Lastly, I very much want to make the point that this is not a small thing for us. For Lotus, for IBM, this is a large initiative. You'll notice this is not the Lotus Customer Experience Suite. This is the IBM Customer Experience Suite. We're reaching out across IBM. We're pulling in expertise. We're pulling in engineering and technology. And this is a large play for us. You'll be seeing a lot going on. You've probably seen a lot already. And you're going to be seeing a lot more going on to support this initiative in terms of marketing presence, events, media, analysts coverage, to support this vision that you can then embrace and ride forward on. Okay, let's step forward one more slide. This is the last slide I'm going to show you, and I'm not showing it to you because I think that the number is in some way exciting. I really want to make two points with this slide. First point that I want to make is that the customer experience suite is an extranet-focused product. We talk about letting our customers talk to their customers. So it's licensed that way, but in absolutely no way does it signal that we are getting out of the internet or the intranet business. That's something that's simply not happening. All our existing product offerings, all of the things that you're used to, the three flavors of Portal, the various add-on modules, Lotus Forms, all of the things that you're used to selling are still there. You're still able to sell them. We're 100% supporting them. They're still in market. This is an additive offering that's allowing us to address this particularly exciting and energizing segment. You'll also notice that there are trade-up PIDs for all of that technology. The customer experience suite is a big, wonderful thing. And absolutely, you may find customers who say, I love the vision. I love where you're going. It's just more than I can absorb right now. That's not what I need. I don't need all that right now. I need a piece of that. You also may have customers say, you know what? I got some of that. I already own a piece of this. What can I do to get some other bits of this? And so we've got trade-up PIDs. You don't have to sell the whole thing all at once if that's not appropriate. I mean, it's wonderful if you can, but it's not required. There's always a way to trade up from existing product into the customer experience suite. Okay. With those two statements, I'd like to pass the floor off to Jeff.
Great. Thanks, Dave, and for a great comprehensive overview. And I have to share with you, everybody on the call, that in my worldwide role, everywhere that I go, and I know my peers are going, where we share this vision with customers and partners like yourselves, that we get a tremendous response. It's exactly where, you know, executive leaders are going in their organizations, whether it's at enterprise level or a mid-market level. They need to really address the needs of the market going forward. And this comprehensive packaging that we present in the context of this vision really fits the bill. So many of you deal with existing customers. So what does it mean for them? Really, you know, in a nutshell, nothing changes. You know, fundamentally, these packaged offerings are everything that they may have on board, or they may have pieces of this on board, but they can capitalize on the foundation of the portal portfolio that they have in place, that you helped them put in place, and built the custom applications to make their businesses more competitive and more profitable. So what we're really doing is building on that. We've secured their investment and showed them really the future portfolio that you can take them towards, you know, the needs of their customers in the market space in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And it will really address the complexity that Rebecca shared with us based on that analyst data early on in the presentation. So they have full flexibility to take advantage of this vision. They're looking to your guidance to get them through that. And all the products that we have in the portfolio are applicable. And certainly when you present the customer experience suite, it will be clear to them that that it's a tremendously strong packaging and roadmap strategy. So with that, let's turn to the next slide. So Rebecca, you know, share with us the kind of the market segmentation early on, and really, you know, we focused in three areas, from collaboration portals, which are internal facing, to process portals that are internal and external, self-service, and exceptional kind of web experience, customer citizens portals, and that's really where North Star and the customer experience suite play, and that's the future market. That's where, you know, your background and IBM's technology can really provide succinct value and provide that leadership positioning. But if they want to do something internally like an intranet, we clearly have the technologies and the products that are there. Many of you have used those in these scenarios, and they can be a great cornerstone for you to take your customers externally, right? Take them towards that North Star vision. You know, they've got the infrastructure in place. They've experienced the success of that. They rely on you for your expertise to get them forward. So, and again, getting back to Rebecca's earlier slides on, you know, customer retainment and selling from an existing client base, much, much, much easier, right? So, so all of this completely applies. And clearly, you can take advantage of many of the technologies in that that experience suite grouping. Take advantage of those on an internal basis as well. Next slide, please. So, what about selling to SMB and mid-sized customers? So, you know, many customers want to get down the same path that the enterprise customers do. So where do they start? You know, they can start small, right? I mean, the vision is applicable. They may not be there yet. We've got multiple entry points for that. Many of you are aware of PortalNow. That's a great entry point to stand up a single server portal based on content, which you can quickly extend through, you know, the social components and integration capabilities and on and on. But we also have the toolbox strategy, and those are industry-specific toolboxes with functionality that's applicable to each industry that we represent. And as many of you know, we have toolboxes that are terrific assets for you to capitalize on in banking and finance and retail and healthcare and government. And if you're not familiar with these, I highly encourage you to reach out to your portal sales leaders in IBM or your channel reps, because each one of these toolboxes has very well-articulated business imperatives that you can speak to your customers about. So it's a great lead-in, even if you don't have an industry expertise in any of these verticals. We have enough information for you to get confident and knowledgeable of these business imperatives and marry these templates to that opportunity. So we've got PortalNow as a very simple entry point, and we've got the toolboxes to take them to the next level. And it's very easy to extend those toolboxes and these industry-based solutions to capitalize on the North Star components as well, the customer experience components within the North Star vision. Next slide, please. So in my excitement, I'm getting ahead of myself a bit, but really, you know, these are the templates here that I was referring to. So very well packaged, mature templates, and we've got a great basis of business imperatives that are well articulated in a number of documents. They align well with a lot of the very useful information we get out of the IBM Institute for Business Value, which Rebecca quoted earlier, relative to some of these studies. This is all free information, and if you're not familiar with that organization within GBS, it's really like our internal, you know, strategy firm. So they pulse our customers, they pulse the industry, they understand what's going on out there, and all that fits very nicely into this whole strategy and aligns well with the template. So you've got, you know, entry points based on very clear business opportunities that have been identified in the market. Next slide, please. So call to action. So what do you do next? Well, clearly you're getting an introduction here, but, you know, feel free to log in, listen to this sales play again. There's a lot of information, as always, that we put out, and you'll see that in the next slide. But, you know, fundamentally, from what you've heard today, I think the best thing to do for all of you as business partners is to take this vision, take this packaging within Customer Experience Suite, and reach out to the subject matter experts within IBM, right? I mean, Dave's on the phone. We've got Pam Shander's organization, who are very knowledgeable. There's so many resources at a worldwide level and a local level, and I would encourage you to set up, you know, client briefings with executives at your existing clients. Just pick five and reach out to these people. Schedule an hour briefing. Help your customers understand the vision and the roadmap that we have. I'll guarantee you they'll get excited. It'll stimulate a vision. It'll stimulate conversations for you to start to mature over time and help them get to where they need to go with our vision and with the technologies that we have here. And then you can take them further down the path and certainly start to, you know, host events that help them get more knowledgeable, get them exposed to North Star and the vision and the technologies, and get them exposed to the other things that I mentioned in terms of the toolboxes and PortalNow, if that's appropriate. Now, so leverage all this, leverage your co-marketing front, your funds, and really start to queue up, you know, a good vision for 2011 and lead your clients to, you know, Lotusphere and start to have even more mature conversations around what we can do for them with your leadership in those accounts. And next slide. So this slide will be available to you. Clearly, you know, a wealth of resources. The links will take you right to, you know, each bit of information that you can use in your marketing and sales efforts. And again, I'd encourage you to stay closely aligned with your IBM team that you've been working with all along. Next slide. So I'll go through these fairly quickly. You know, just to kind of net it out, you know, as I said earlier, start today, right? Just set some very simple goals. Expose your clients to what the vision is that that IBM has and what customer experience is and what it can do for you, right? So just very, very simple things. And you'll see in the next set of slides that we have, you know, some great practical things to help you get into these accounts. And if we could just page through the next one very quickly, I'll go through that. So we have a one-pager, just a brief, you know, you and your teams, you know, what is it, why is it unique, who buys it, you know, who sells it. So very, very high level. So it's good for internal education. Next slide, please. So in terms of Q4 business, and as you all know, this is our biggest quarter. We do a tremendous amount of revenue in this quarter, and particularly in the last month of the quarter. But as you're talking to your existing clients who are looking to really put things in motion for next year and are looking to your guidance and leadership for technology to kick things off at the beginning of the year, this is where you can start to really feather in what the North Star vision is and what components within Customer Experience Suite they're going to need to fulfill that vision with your guidance. Next slide, please. So, you know, you've probably seen slides like this before, but it's just kind of a high level, you know, a 10-3-1. So, you know, from a marketing metrics or sales metrics perspective, you know, 10 calls, 3 meetings, 1 new opportunity, pretty standard. So think of that as you're looking to reach out to maybe a dormant client list that you have, right? Maybe you put an email together, you know, highlighting the value proposition of Customer Experience Suite and highlighting the vision of North Star. Get that out on a broad basis and just call against that list. You know, basic sales 101 stuff here. Next slide, please. So great sample door openers. You know, when you always get an executive on the phone, it's great to quote, you know, very quantitative successes here. And we've got, I don't know, 9 or 10 of these here, which are terrific, right? And you've got everything from banking to insurance to government, on and on and on. But they're great references. And if you get 2 minutes on the phone with an executive, it's great to filter one of these in and hook them and then motion for, hey, maybe we can tell you more about this next week. Can we schedule some time sort of scenario? Next slide. And so we've got a sample call script for when you reach these guys, and I'll let you read through that at your leisure. Next slide. And a letter as well. So certainly you can feel free to modify this based on your own style. Next slide. So again, we've got some award-winning customers, and you know, the list goes on and on, which is great. So we're in a fantastic position of strength here, and we can also reference what we know from our own customer results that we have some extraordinary numbers here that you can quote, not only on the phone prospecting, but once you get in front of the clients, this is a great slide to get in front of them, to help them really start to think about how do I achieve these exponentially higher rates of efficiency, customer retention, and business, and on and on. And you do that by employing, you know, that vision that we have and capitalizing our technology and your thought leadership as a business partner. Next slide. So with that, we'll wrap it up and move to Q&A. I know we're a little bit over time, but please feel free to stay on, and we'd be happy to answer any questions. On behalf of the team, I thank all of you for joining today. I hope it was valuable and informative. Again, it's an overview for an hour, so I'm sure you'd like to metabolize this. Reach out to us. Reach out to your teams. Take action on this. Again, it's a very, very compelling strategy that we have. The market's looking for this, and we're here to be alongside you to help explain that vision to your clients and help you win business so we can both win at this. And with that, I'll hand it over to Q&A.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. At this time, there are no questions.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks to our panel of speakers and to our business partners for attending our event today. If you have any questions as we move forward, please reach out to the subject matter experts on this call or in your territories to help identify those potential North Star customers. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you for attending. You may disconnect at this time.